Welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Szabó-Vas. Our goal is to discover, celebrate, and share Hungarian heritage and encourage you to do it too. We'll touch on food, travel, history, music, and language, and share stories from our listeners. We're glad you're here. This is a podcast where we'll encourage you to dig deeper to learn about your Hungarian heritage in a variety of ways. We'll have thought-provoking conversations and share resources. So whether you know a little or a lot about being Hungarian, this is the place to be. Welcome to this episode of the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Liz Szabó-Vas, and today I'm visiting with Joan Toth, who is the co-chair of the Sonoma Tokaj Sister Cities Organization in California. Welcome, Joan. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you, Liz. It's so great to see you, and thanks for having me.
It's good to visit with you, too. It was great fun to travel with you a few years back on one of our tours to Northeast Hungary. And of course, one shouldn't visit Northeast Hungary without a visit to the Tokaj wine region. It was a fun trip with lots of great Hungarian wine and great food, and I can't wait to get back there.
I can't either.
So let's talk for just a little bit about your Hungarian background. When and where did your family come to in the U.S.?
Well, Liz, my father was born in Abolyavar, and I butcher that. It's not a great pronunciation, but Abolyavar, which is actually about an hour north of Tokaj on the border with Slovakia. And he was born there in 1914. And of course, we all know what else happened in 1914. World War I broke out. And one by one, his older siblings emigrated to the Philadelphia area in Pennsylvania. And finally, in about 1920, my dad and his mother finally came over and completed the family trip. And so he was here with four older siblings who were all entering the workforce. And my dad was the youngest of those five and remained here. All of them remained in the U.S. for the rest of their lives.
Interesting. Did they ever go back for a visit?
They did not. And the difficulty of getting back into the country was a factor in that. And also, I think they left under circumstances where they were just very happy to be starting a new life in the United States.
Yes. Okay. And now you live in Northern California.
I do. I live in Sonoma, which is a beautiful part of the wine country in Northern California. And interestingly enough, the very robust Sonoma wine industry was started in 1857 by a Hungarian. And this gentleman's name was Haraszti. And he went by Count Haraszti. And there's some debate as to whether he was actually Hungarian nobility. But he really knew how to market it. And he went through the United States, started in Wisconsin, ended up in Sonoma, and brought with him cuttings from Hungarian vines and started the wine industry here.
And it's a very pretty winery. It has a great museum piece to it where you can, you know, just kind of get to know the history of that area, but also the wine, the company, I guess, or the
absolutely. And that's the Buena Vista Winery here in Sonoma. And so it is very respectful of its Hungarian heritage. And Count Haraszti is kind of a local celebrity around here.
Well, fun. Well, and I think I got to meet him at one of the events, but we'll get to that later.
Yes.
But we'll make sure that we put a link to the winery in the show notes in case people are interested in and get to the area and want to visit. So while you're in Northern California, and I know there's Hungarians across the country, of course, are you involved with Hungarian things?
Very much so. Now, I moved here about 8 years ago from Chicago, where I was really not part of the Hungarian community. And so it's a great story because as I was moving here, I found out that Sonoma was starting a sister cities relationship with Tokaj. And so I immediately started to get involved. And so we were a very young fledgling group at that point. So I came in, not right at the very beginning, but pretty much early on in the process of becoming a sister city with Tokai.
Okay. So most of your connections then involved the sister city relationship, and which is a pretty extensive connection.
It is. And for those of you who are not aware, Sister Cities International has thousands, probably tens of thousands of sister cities relationships that they help broker all around the world. And Sonoma has actually seven sister cities, and six of them are wine producing, which you might imagine is
makes sense.
It makes sense. And so we're sister cities with Greve in Chianti, Italy, with Chambord Musonnet in France, and of course, Tokai. And so when the sister cities relationship started, it was really driven by George Weber from Buena Vista Winery. And he is an employee of Buena Vista who actually plays the count and leads tastings, sells wine, travels all around the country telling the story of Count Harristhy. And so he was really the driver of the sister cities relationship back in 2012-2013.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. And you know, the background to the sister cities relationship, isn't there, you're supposed to have some size connection, but also some industry connection?
You can, or it can be that there are just interested citizens in either of those communities. So for example, our the one sister city we have in Sonoma that is not wine producing is Aswan, Egypt. And the relationship there came about because one of our local citizens and town historian is an archaeologist and has been to Aswan many times. And so he drove that relationship. But it's great to have that industry connection.
Yes.
And so that really drives a lot of what we do with the Sonoma Tokai Group.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about what does that look like for you guys with Tokai, and how does the connection go back and forth?
So we are a 501c3 nonprofit. And so our major program is that we do wine intern exchanges every year with Tokai. So Buena Vista here in Sonoma hires an intern every year from the Tokai area. And they go through a vetting process and an application process. And they come here and we help fund their trip to the United States and find them lodging. And they work the crush for about 10 weeks at Buena Vista every year. And they work really, really hard. And there is a ton of work for them 6 days a week. And we try to get them out now in the community for that one day a week that they're off, show them around, take them places that they wouldn't necessarily get to as tourists. And then we also have that reciprocal exchange. And every year we send a wine student from Sonoma, usually from Sonoma State University's wine program, we send them to Tokai. And that's a little bit tougher because chances are that that student is not a Hungarian speaker. But we have a relationship with Hetzolo Winery in Tokai. The winemaker and owner speaks very fluent English, and that helps pay the way for the student to go and live for 8 to 10 weeks and have a great experience.
So when the student or the person, the intern from Tokai comes, do they need to speak English, or is that a part of their requirement?
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
It's absolutely a part of the requirement. And they all learn English in schools.
Right.
And so it's usually a little bit easier for them to assimilate into the English speaking community here.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I can imagine that it would be tough to require somebody to have to be fluent in Hungarian to go over there to.
Yeah. It would limit the pool pretty dramatically.
Pretty seriously, for sure. So how did Sonoma decide to connect with Tokaj? Was it straight on the wine, or were there some other relationships already happening?
There really weren't. And it's really interesting because George Weber from Buena Vista had this idea and said, why not Tokaj? It's a great wine producing region. And the count who started Buena Vista and the industry here was Hungarian. So he reached out to the mayor of Tokaj, Janos Meyer, who has been very active and very supportive of the relationship. And Janos and his wife, Otilia, are on the committee and have really helped broker all of the relationships and all of the activities that we've done. And that's been a great help. And we also have on that committee, on the Tokaj Sonoma committee, a woman named Heini Proxer, who is a winemaker in Tokaj, who happens to be married to a winemaker from Napa. So lots of connections there. And so we have a very, very close, tight relationship with our counterparts in Tokaj.
Wow. It sounds like it's just a fun international connection, but super fun that it's also a Hungarian connection.
Yes.
Since you share Hungarian heritage with them. So that's...
Well, and interestingly enough, you know, of the seven sister cities in Sonoma, Tokaj and several others are probably the most active. So it's really a testament to the fact that we've created a program that is sustainable and that really ties back to our big industry here and has kept the program going. And we have... lots of local Hungarians who drive up from Silicon Valley or from Sacramento or other parts of the Bay Area to come to our events.
Oh, fun. So that's good. So it kind of brings a wider group of Hungarians together as well.
Absolutely. Loads of people that I would have never met otherwise.
Wine has a way of doing that.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So how does the Sister City project work for your organization? What kinds of things do you do, or just explain a little bit about?
Sure. Well, the intern program is our primary activity. And so we have a fundraiser every year that supports that. And it always features Hungarian food cooked by the committee members. So last year it was tutu kapusta, stuffed cabbage, which was delicious. And it's a lot of fun because we really, to make sure that we have all the funding go to our program, we get a lot of donations. We put a lot of hard work and sweat equity into it ourselves. And we always have dancing. We've had the Hussars come and a presentation. Yeah, so we tie it back. There's an organization that's a Hungarian wine distributor called Danchen Granger, who has always been very supportive, and they do a wine tasting, and we do a raffle of Hungarian items and other things. So that's our biannual fundraising event. And in addition to that, we do a lot of cultural programs. And that has really been something we've had to pivot during the pandemic and say, okay, how can we do what we do without gathering people all in one place?
Right. And I was recently able to attend one of those fun Zoom collaborations that was hosted by the Sonoma Tokaj Sister Cities. And it was a lot of fun. And talk a little bit about what happened during that Zoom presentation, just so people have a sense of what that was. Because what I loved about it is it was concise, but boy, was it diverse. And, you know, there was just a lot of parts to it, which was really fun.
There were a lot of moving parts. So a few months ago, we said, how can we continue to engage our constituents and our community and do this in a fashion that is available during the pandemic? And so we decided to have a Zoom cooking class. And George Weber, the Count, does a lot of cooking demos for Buena Vista Winery. And so we got him to agree to making stuffed cabbage via Zoom. And we then pivoted to Otelia Meyer in Tokai through the magic of Zoom technology. And she made stuffed peppers. Okay. And we also had George talking about some of the wines that would pair with the stuffed cabbage. There's a beautiful Furmint wine that's produced in Hungary by Buena Vista and imported here. Okay. And then Heini Proxer, who's the winemaker for Erzsébet Pinza, was doing a demo of her wines. And she showed her Furmint wine that paired with the stuffed peppers. So it was great. International fun, took some coordination, and we're not professionals, but it was a lot of fun to make sure that we were able to pivot from a discussion about our programs to then going to George's Kitchen and then going to OT's Kitchen in Tokai.
Yeah, that was a lot to, I can't imagine, you know, coordinating all that, but as the recipient or the participant, you know, on my end, it didn't look like it was, you know, it looked pretty organized to me.
Yeah.
It just went from one place to the next and here we are. And it was great. And there were people I knew on the call. There were, of course, people I didn't know on the call, but that was part of the fun is, you know, you get to see some new people. And you, when we were talking earlier about this event, you mentioned that there was quite a heavy constituent from Hungary that attended the call.
There was. Otelia and Heini sent out the invitation to their network. Mm-hmm. And so we had a lot of Hungarians participate. And we also had people from all around the United States. You were kind enough to promote the event. And we had a lot of other promotion from the Hungarian community. So we were really surprised. We got quite an international audience. And so it really achieved the Sister City's overall mission, which is to foster citizen diplomacy. And so it brought some cultural significance and allowed us to reach a much broader community with our message.
Absolutely. And that's one of the challenges, you know, the pandemic causes some issues, but it also provides some opportunities. And I feel like you guys really stepped up and looked at a way to make this an opportunity to make connections that otherwise would not have happened at all.
Well, and we are pivoting once again, and we have an event coming up in mid-May. We've invited Marta Fuchs, who is a Hungarian author here in Northern California, to come and talk about her book and her subsequent short film that was produced. And it's the story of a Hungarian soldier in World War II who was leading a work camp of 100 Jewish men, Hungarian Jewish men. And he actually saved their lives. So he unfortunately perished at the hands of the Russians later, but he was able to save 100 Jewish men in Hungary in the Holocaust.
I am just getting my hands on that book now because I didn't know about it until it was mentioned during this event that you hosted. And I am looking forward to reading that and probably attending this event as well, just because
I'd like to hear
more about it. It sounds very moving story.
It is. And the film is extremely moving, and it's a short film, maybe about 25, 30 minutes. And we'll have a discussion afterwards about the film. So it'll be May 15th. And we're thinking at about 11 a.m. Pacific time so that we can get the Hungarians where it will be 8 p.m. on Saturday night for them.
Okay. And then we'll make sure that we have a link to the information
Great.
In the show notes so that people can touch base with you and sign up. And so you'll watch the film together.
Yes.
So, okay. So Martha, we'll talk a little bit. You'll watch the film together. Mm-hmm. There'll be a discussion. Okay. All right. Great. Well, I'm glad that we were able to talk about that because it's important to share the things that are going on. I think there's lots of things going on. Nobody could possibly do everything, but there are just some special things that are just unique enough that I think that are worth the time. And particularly this sounds like one of them.
Well, good. And we're so glad that we can get you engaged in this, because for years I've said, oh, Liz, you've got to come out to California for one of our events. And now you could finally do it.
Yeah. I just can't wait to actually get to California to do it. But in the meantime, let's do what we can do.
This will suffice. And it was just delightful to have you there.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Joan, for taking time to talk with us a bit about the Sonoma Tokai Sister City Project and the things that you guys are doing there. It was great to get more information on the program and how you work to keep the Sonoma winemakers and the Tokai winemakers connected, but also how you keep the people connected to these traditions, the Hungarian traditions and cultural events. And so I appreciate the things that you do there.
Thank you so much, Liz. And I appreciate being on your podcast.
Well, thanks for listening to this episode of the Hungarian Living Podcast. We will have links to the Sonoma Tokai Sister City Project in our show notes at HungarianLiving.com so you can get involved with the things that they do. And if you have suggestions about topics you would like to see covered on the Hungarian Living Podcast, send a message to me at podcast@HungarianLiving.com and we will see what we can do about it. Thanks for listening. Hungarian Living is a division of Magyar Marketing, the Hungarian store, where you can find meaningful gifts with Hungarian style. Check us out at magyarmarketing.com. And special thanks to Stephen Cicek and the Animal Cannibals for the show music. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of Hungarian Living, please subscribe and share this podcast with your favorite Hungarian. Check out our show notes for links to resources mentioned in this episode. If you have a question or comment, email us at podcast@HungarianLiving.com. We'll catch you next time.